Putin's brain warns nuclear armed Russia cannot lose. Ceding territory would lead to civil war. By Joshua Klein on March 6, 2023. A nuclear armed Russia cannot lose the current war. And any ceding of territory would lead to a civil war. According to Russian ultra-right ideologue Alexander Dugin, also known as Putin's brain and the most dangerous philosopher in the world, who described the West as the source of absolute evil. Prominent Russian philosopher, historian, and sociologist Alexander Dugin warned in a recent interview with the Dubai-based Al Arabiya channel of the current very dangerous war that Russia cannot lose. According to Dugin, any Russian decision to cede conquered territory would lead to a domestic explosion, with Russia finding itself in a civil war. Russia cannot lose under any circumstance, since a single step backwards would lead to a thousand steps backwards, he said. The anti-liberal philosopher asserted that Russia would fight to the end because we simply cannot stop. We cannot lose and we will not be satisfied until Ukraine is fully liberated from the pro-NATO political elites, regardless of the cost, he said. This is what we will consider a victory. While Russia currently has no reason to threaten nuclear war, if it were to begin losing on the battlefield, such a threat could lead to the use of its nuclear arsenal, Dugin explained. However, regardless of what path the conflict takes, Dugin vowed, there will be no Ukraine. It will disappear if we win, and it will disappear, along with all of humanity, if a nuclear apocalypse begins, he said. The nationalist Russian philosopher suggested that a theoretical Ukrainian victory after so many deaths and a completely destroyed infrastructure would leave the vast country with no one ready to rebuild it. Therefore, Ukraine does not actually exist, he asserted. If only we had refrained from destroying the Soviet Union, or had we broken the necks of former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev and former Russian President Boris Yeltsin at the right time, he added. Dugin, whose foundations of geopolitics helped reshape the views of Russia's political and military elite in the late 1990s and gave a new form to old prejudices against the Western nations by means of the Eurasianist ideology, then described the West as the source of absolute evil that uses artificial intelligence to destroy the family, sex, and the nature of human beings. I believe that the Muslims understand me well because I believe that the West is the Antichrist, he said. Putin does not think so at all, he sees the West as a partner who behaves very aggressively for whatever reason. Now, we are at war with the West, because its ally decided to fight us, he added, but if the West did not decide to fight us, we would be supplying it with cheap oil and gas. Last year, Dugin insisted Russia's fight in Ukraine is aimed at America and global liberal elites, while warning that a Russian defeat would spell the end of the world. In August, Dugin's daughter, Daria, died after a car her father was due to travel and exploded. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.